It's time now for the Routt County Commissioners Radio Roundtable.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Routt County Commissioners Monthly Roundup. My name is Amanda Shepherd, and I will be your host today. I'm here with Commissioners Melton, Corrigan, and Redmond, and I'd like to start today with a question for our chair, Commissioner Melton. It sounds like the master plan is in the final steps prior to approval and adoption. Can you give our listeners a high-level overview of the plan and this process?
Yeah, thanks, Amanda. We started this process of updating the master plan before the pandemic began, and we're excited to finally be wrapping that up. Big picture, the foundational elements of the master plan are not proposed to change. Concentrating development and commercial activity in the municipalities, as well as preserving open space and agriculture, all of the things that we all are so invested in here in Routt County. But there have been the draft plan has updates, some new areas that maybe were not areas of consideration when the original plan was adopted in 2003, or the past plan, I'm sorry. And so we're really excited to wrap up this process. So there have been several years of input and feedback provided and conversation, and now there is a draft plan out. We just wrapped up the public comment period for that, where folks could provide written public comment that could be incorporated into the plan. And then in August, we'll have a series of public meetings with both the Planning Commission and the Board of County Commissioners to receive input on the plan, as well as to adopt and then ratify that plan. And so all of those meetings will be posted publicly on the county's site, but the current dates are August 4th, August 18th, and August 30th. There will be opportunity for folks to make public comment at those meetings if they wish, or to just hear. And if folks want to see the draft version of the plan, it is available online on our navigateyourroute.com website, which has all the information about the master plan. The other thing to understand is that following the adoption of the plan, really the implementation of that plan has to do with an update of the zoning regulations. So the master plan is really a vision type document, but the regulations are really the rules that dictate land use decisions. And so that will be the next step in the process. And there will be plenty of opportunities for folks to weigh in and participate in that process as well, probably over the next year or so.
Thank you for that. And I think I heard you say that the past plan was implemented in 2003. Is it common to have about 15 years between master plans, or what sort of cycle are we working on?
That's a pretty long time. Generally, you want to look at updating a little more frequently than that. I think folks felt like it was working and didn't circle back to it. And I think we agree that it has been working. But as we know, a lot has changed, right, in 15 years. And so it is really critical to go back and take a look and update and modify based on the current situation. So I think in this plan, we're really looking at having a little bit more of what we call an implementation matrix that demonstrates the actions that will be taken to implement the plan, and really looking at a more ongoing cycle of development and updating. So not a full rewrite or update necessarily, but ongoing revisiting and updating, probably more in the 5-year kind of cycle, to just make sure that that plan stays fresh and continues to reflect the desires of the community on an ongoing basis, with these bigger rewrites, of course, happening less frequently.
Well, thank you. I look forward to hearing all the details at the meetings in August. Okay, Commissioner Corrigan, there's been a lot of talk among the community about affordable housing, or really the lack thereof. Brown Ranch is often recognized as an upcoming solution. Can you tell us a little about Brown Ranch and what role the county plays in this project?
Sure, Amanda. I think most people in Routt County have become somewhat familiar, at least, with the potential out at Brown Ranch. But a good summary is there's a 536-acre parcel out to the west of town that the Yampa Valley Housing Authority was able to purchase by virtue of an anonymous benefactor who provided the money to purchase that property. And I think all of us got really excited at the prospect of that large of a piece of property that would be eligible for annexation into Steamboat Springs and the potential to provide a large number of units. But I think some reality began to set in when we started thinking about how much money it would cost to provide the infrastructure to support that development. So the Housing Authority created a comprehensive planning process that included creating a steering committee comprised of residents from around Steamboat and Route County that were committed to working hard for the future of our community. Subsequently, the Housing Authority Board hired a consulting firm, a national leader in planning and urban design, to lead a comprehensive development process to move the project forward. The process created focus groups examining urban design, natural and built sustainability, infrastructure, stewardship, and project economics, including health equity and demand. So the long-term vision for Brown Ranch is approximately 2,300 housing units. And in addition, there will be supporting retail and community institutions that you would expect to see in a community of that size. I am personally excited about the potential for the citizens of Steamboat to approve a short-term rental tax that should produce enough money to go a long ways towards developing the infrastructure out at the Brown Ranch. You also asked, Amanda, about how the county sees itself participating. And I think in the short term, I think there's a good chance that we will help fund the extension of the Core Trail out to the Brown Ranch. I think that's a really important link that the folks out there will need, and also folks that live in Steamboat 2 and in that neighborhood, to be able to get back and forth to Steamboat on transportation other than automobiles. And then you also asked, Amanda, about other things that may be going on for housing in the community. And I think we're starting to see some green shoots of new development, especially in Hayden. And I'm hearing of some development prospects in Oak Creek. So here and there, we're beginning to see some progress on the housing front.
Well, I look forward to hearing more about these projects in Hayden and in Oak Creek. That's exciting to know they're on the horizon. Commissioner Redmond, as of today, July 26th, there are no fire restrictions in place. Does this mean there is no fire danger in Route County?
You know, there's always fire danger, except maybe in when we have very heavy snow cover on the ground. You know, we should always think of this as a time of fire potential. We have really been very blessed, lucky, however you want to describe it, this year with the timely rains that we've had that have kept our fire dangers down. And it's so nice to see this valley so green and beautiful this year, and to look at our blue skies, not through the haze and smoke that we had lived through in the last couple of years. It is nice to be able to go outside and enjoy where we live. But with that being said, fire danger is always around the corner. It doesn't take much. We always have the potential with high winds. Things can dry out very quickly and fires can spread very quickly. So I would really like to take a moment to remind people to prepare for wildfires. You never know when they're going to come, when they can happen. You know, we used to think we had a fire season. Fire season is greatly extended and seems to be able to happen at almost any time now. So I want you to think about the defensible space around your home. Look at where you live. Think about your escape routes, how you would leave. Also, maybe have a conversation with your family. You may not all be together if a wildfire comes up. Where will you reassemble as a family? Where will you meet? These are things that you should discuss and talk amongst your family members. Have a plan. Think about what you need to take out of your house in that situation. You know, there may be times where you are down to minutes where you have to grab and go. what's important, what needs to come with you, what important papers, where are the animals, all of the above. So think about this. I mean, it really hit home to me when I was at a fire conference and I was speaking with a fire professional who was working on a fire, got a phone call from their spouse saying, we are now under an evacuation order. Who flew home to help get their family out and said, I was standing in my own house going, what do I need to get? What do I know? And so if a professional can go through that type of trauma in that situation, those of us that don't live and work in that in the daily environment, it's going to be very difficult for you. And the best thing is you can do is to prepare ahead. Think about your escape route. Think about what is important to you. What do you need to have in a go bag? Where is it? How quickly can I assemble it? And if my family separate, what is our plan to meet up? Where do we meet? Where do we reform? Where do we go from there? Now is the time to think about it, not in the stress and in the fear of that situation. And I also want everybody to understand that if you go to the Route County website, you can find the latest fire information. Not only that, you can find links to the Wildfire Council where you can find resources to help you plan for these events and information that will allow you to move forward in a safe situation if that unfortunate event ever comes to your neighborhood. But the time to plan is before it happens. The time to talk with your family is now. Make sure everybody's on the same page, knows where we were going to meet as a family, and make sure that you know what you need to grab in that moment of panic, because you're not going to be thinking straight, and now's the time to do it when you're not under that type of pressure.
Well, thank you so much for those tips for preparing for a wildfire. I hope we don't need to use them, but always good to prepare. Commissioner Melton, in a recent combined meeting with City Council, childcare was on the agenda. And in particular, you were talking about a location for a future childcare center. Can you bring us up to speed on what was discussed and where we are in this process?
Yeah, of course. So the city and county have been in discussion for a while now about the possibility of constructing a joint childcare facility. And we started by taking a look at the site of the new Health and Human Services building at 6th and Lincoln, 6th and Oak, and determined that there wasn't really enough space there. So the next step was that we changed the scope of work with our consultant a little bit to take a look at other possible properties, both owned by the city and county and privately owned on the market that might be suitable for such a facility. So that was the primary discussion at the joint meeting, was to take a look at that evaluation. Following that, there was agreement from the group that we should proceed with an evaluation of what we would do next. We certainly weren't prepared to make any final determination about an appropriate site, but myself and Councillor Joella West were assigned by our respective boards to get together and work on that. We have done that in conjunction with the city and county manager to continue the discussion and really take a look at what the next steps are, which include continued analysis on a potential site, as well as looking at operations, funding models, other partners that may or may not be included, et cetera. And so we are continuing those conversations, but very excited that it continues to be consensus around moving forward with exploring the possibility of building this very much needed additional capacity for childcare in our community.
Thank you for that update. In the same combined meeting, a regional transportation authority study was briefly brought up. Commissioner Corrigan, what can you tell us about this study and about the potential for an RTA in general?
Yeah, thanks, Amanda. So I think first, you know, we all recognize that reliable, affordable transportation is essential to our economic well-being, as well as a necessity to reduce our carbon footprint. So to that end, I've been participating in an innovative transportation task force, kind of an ad hoc group that is trying to take a real long-term look, a comprehensive look at the transportation needs of Northwest Colorado. To that end, we partnered with the cities of Steamboat and Craig to hire a consultant to explore the potential to create a regional transportation authority. So the idea behind a regional transportation authority, that would be an entity that would work to coordinate various modes of transportation across the region and to identify the resources to support those long-term regional transportation needs. We have some pretty good examples of how these work. In particular, there's the RAFTA, which is the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority. And if you've ever spent any time in that area, you can see how readily available there is, in particular, bus service up and down and across that valley that really helps move people around. And we also know that our neighbors to the south, Eagle County, are on the cusp of creating their own regional transportation authority. I think it's early in the game, and I don't think we necessarily need to establish a regional transportation authority, but I do think we need to take that real long-term outlook on these transportation needs and think about things, not the needs that we have for the next 5 years, but the needs that we're going to have for the next 50 years.
Well, it sure sounds like we, as the county, have a lot of things in the works for now and for the future. So we'll be looking forward to updates. Commissioner Redmond, I wanted to follow up on a question about the fair. We know it's coming up in August. What can we look forward to at the fair, and where can people find more information?
Thank you for that question, Amanda. This is a fun thing for me to talk about, and I really enjoy this time of year. The Rouse County Fair is coming up, and you look for activities to start on the 12th of August, and we'll kick it off with the Open Horse Show, which will run from the 12th to the 14th. It's a great opportunity to come out and see some of our younger people in the valley as they work with their animals, and see the skill sets that they have developed. Always exciting for me. And then the 15th from the 20th is 4-H and FFA. That's Future Farmers of America activities. So you can come out and see the animals that the kids have raised, the hard work that they've done, and listen to them and see the pride and dedication that they have put into this. You know, a lot of kids at this age are just want to run around and ride their bikes and play with their video games. But, you know, once you take an animal on, that's a living creature and you are committed to it and you've got to take care of it. And they do a beautiful job. And when you see these animals presented in show, it really brings that home. The time, the energy, the love, the dedication that they put into this. Then if you look to the 17th, that's when we start with presentations in the exhibit hall. That's where you'll see people's artwork, their needlecraft, their baking. You also see some of the finer things that have been grown in this valley. And every year when I walk into that hall, I'm always amazed that there's somebody who's grown something that I didn't think could be grown here. I mean, I've seen artichokes and things that I didn't think were possible at this altitude. So that's always exciting. And again, that's people and their own personal labors of love, their hard work, dedication, and love. It's really exciting. And then, you know, as you move on to the 18th, something I would like to see more people come out and enjoy. There's a bonfire, a great time to gather around the bonfire, meet people, you know, exchange stories, and learn a little bit about the agricultural community in Brown County. You know, so if you haven't had a chance to experience that, I highly recommend that. Then we move into the 19th. And I've always been amazed that we do this, but I do enjoy it. We do a demolition derby, kind of just interesting and exciting and something that you don't see every day or any and very many other places. Very exciting and thrilling, and people put some work into these cars to get them ready to go do that. And they're going to take their moment in the sun and try to come out as champions of the Demolition Derby. And then it really gets exciting on Saturday, on the 20th, August 20th. And that'll start out with the 4-H Bobby Robinson Senior Community Barbecue. And the exciting thing this year, because of our sponsorships from Alpine Bank and Paoli Group, this year that barbecue is free. So no excuse not to come out and enjoy and to celebrate the memory of Bobby Robinson Sr., who worked hard to continue the fair tradition and to bring life to the agricultural community. And, of course, 4:30 on the 20th, something I love is the Junior Livestock Sale. And it's a great time if you want to buy an animal to come out. These animals have been lovingly raised, and the money that you spend, a lot of these kids are using for their college fund, to put into their college fund so they have an opportunity to move on in the future. And that night will end with an amazing concert of Ned Ledoux, and we're looking forward to that. This is a step up for us in entertainment, and I'm excited to see the turnout and hope to see all of you come out there. Tickets are on sale. Please come out, enjoy the fair. And if you need any more information on that, you can always go www.routecountyfair.org to see the full list. But I do encourage you to come out and at least one day check out the Route County Fair, see what's going on. There is one day that the Town of Hayden sponsors where all of the rides are free for the kids. So come out, see the history of Route County, feel the tradition, and enjoy.
Well, it sure sounds like there's a lot planned at the fair. I know personally I'm looking forward to attending with my family, so thank you for all of those details. Are there any other topics that you all would like to discuss? That was all the questions I had for today. Well, that's all we have. Thank everyone for listening. If there is a topic that you'd like to hear more about, please email info@co.route.co.us. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Route County Commissioners Radio Roundtable.